You're listening to SBS News. United States President Donald Trump could face an impeachment trial in the Senate as early as next month, after the Democrats announced impeachment charges will be filed by the House of Representatives. If a simple majority of 51% of the House of Representatives vote in support of impeachment, a trial is then held in the Senate. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the facts are uncontested, accusing Donald Trump of abusing his power for his own political benefit by making military aid to Ukraine conditional on the country investigating his rival, Joe Biden.
We don't take any glee in this at all. It's heartbreaking. But the president gave us no choice. So we're not going to say, well, we would honor our oath of office, but what? He's the one who's dividing the country on this. We are honoring the Constitution of the United States.
Republican House Leader Kevin McCarthy says Nancy Pelosi's announcement doesn't come as any surprise to the Republican Party.
Today, with the Speaker's announcement, she has weakened this nation. It was not new news. They always had this pre-written timeline from the day they got sworn in.
President Trump has tweeted that any impeachment trial should take place quickly so that the country can get back to business. And business as usual under President Trump is the most likely outcome from a trial, because a Senate vote requires a two-thirds majority to convict and remove the president from office, and that's seen as unlikely because President Trump's Republican Party controls the Senate chamber. The reaction from tourists visiting Washington reflected the respective positions of the Republican and Democratic parties.
I think the evidence is very clear that he put his own personal interests before the interests of our country. And I find that appalling.
I think they're just looking for reasons, making up accusations to try and impeach the president. It's a witch hunt.
The Republican Party and its supporters accuse the Democrats of being motivated by malice towards Donald Trump and with an inability to accept the 2016 election result. Asked by a journalist whether she hated the president, Nancy Pelosi responded vigorously in the negative.
This is about the Constitution of the United States and the facts that lead to the president's violation of his oath of office. And as a Catholic, I resent your using the word hate in a sentence that addresses me. I don't hate anyone. I was raised in a way that is full, a heart full of love, and always prayed for the president. And I still pray for the president. I pray for the president all the time. So don't mess with me when it comes to words like that.
Only two US presidents have been impeached, Bill Clinton and Andrew Johnson, but neither was convicted by the Senate. President Richard Nixon resigned in 1974 because of his involvement in the Watergate scandal, leaving office before he could be impeached and face a Senate trial. Greg Diet, SBS News.